degrees and sunny here in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. Tennessee officially expanded its school voucher program to 35,000 seats yesterday when Governor Bill Lee signed the proposal into law. Already, all of those vouchers are reserved with a wait list of nearly 18,000. That's according to a release from the State Department of Education. More than half of the vouchers will go to families who participated in the program this year. The rest were divvied up by priority groups that consider income, eligibility for other voucher programs, and whether a child was previously enrolled in public school. Cookeville Regional Medical Center is filing lawsuits against patients who have failed to pay for services, with more than 2,000 patients getting sued since 2021. Television news station WSMV has been tracking Tennessee nonprofit hospitals that are taking part in that highly scrutinized business practice. A statement from the hospital reads in part, quote, "As Putnam County's only emergency room and an independent community-owned hospital, we have a responsibility to remain financially sustainable so we can continue serving our neighbors in the region." Nashville's reopened downtown library is debuting a new musical puppet show from its long-running troupe. And it has Music City flair, pairing the puppets with a locally made set of songs. The new show is called Rockabilly Road, a musical shindig with the Gruff Family Goats. It features goat marionettes from the library's vintage puppet collection and 10 songs that pay homage to Nashville's roots. The free half-hour show is playing twice a day on a handful of dates this month, starting today. As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org or under the NPR app under local headlines.